From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Few of Iraq's security forces are as reviled as the country's national police. There have been repeated calls for that force to be disbanded. Most of the 26,000 policemen are Shiites, and critics, American and Iraqi, say the force is riddled with corruption, even infiltrated by death squads. Well, with some Western help, the head of the national police is trying to turn the force around. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson visited the National Police Training Facility southeast of Baghdad to see what's changed.
Some 1,900 enthusiastic Iraqi cadets march in formation at this windswept training camp in the middle of nowhere. For the first time, there are as many Sunnis as Shiites training here to be national policemen. They come from towns all across Iraq, many of them recruited from Sunni tribes who are joining with U.S. and Iraqi forces to fight al-Qaeda in Iraq. It is hoped the new class will help transform the National Police into the force American and many Iraqi officials wanted in the first place, one that is professional, well-trained, and reflecting Iraq's religious and ethnic makeup, a force to not only fight criminals and insurgents, but to protect the new democratic Iraq against any potential military coup. Still, Colonel David Boslego, the senior American advisor to the National Police Chief, says it's been tough to persuade Iraqis that the force has changed.
So it is an uphill battle in that respect to overcome a bad reputation that had existed in the past and I think is being overturned by their current performance.
Many of these cadets say they hope to change the image of Iraq's National Police. All of the cadets interviewed say they want to help Iraq out of its sectarian quagmire. Like Hassan Daya Qadam, a Shiite and former army officer from volatile Diyala province, Qadam says he and his classmates want to make the National Police Force a symbol of hope for his people, one that roots out domestic and foreign terrorists alike. Nazar Abdul Karim Tahar, a Sunni who hails from western Anbar province, adds that he had no qualms about joining the largely Shiite force. He says all of the trainees here get along well, whatever their religious or ethnic affiliation. They sleep in the same dormitories, eat in the same chow hall, and pray in the same mosque. The new integrated class is the brainchild of Iraqi Major General Hussein al-Awadi, who heads the National Police Force. Since assuming his post in late 2006, Awadi says he's fired some 9,000 officers and commanders to eliminate death squads and corruption within his ranks.
Any new force that's created is going to have its share of problems. We were in a hurry, so there wasn't time to develop good training, but we are working hard to correct all of this.
Back at the training base in Numania, cadets practice raiding homes. They call out police three times in Arabic before bursting into concrete two-story buildings. Things don't go smoothly at first, like when the cadets fail to provide cover for each other during the search. Australian trainer John Clay critiques the cadets' performance for them with the help of a translator.
The mistakes they're making, is this common for like a first day of practical versus...
Oh, definitely, yeah, they just started. So if we were learning this back in Australia, or States or something, you're doing it for a week of learning how to clear a building, clear a house properly. It's trying to fit a lot in a short time.
The cadets will spend 12 weeks in training before they are deployed. But already, the new program has softened some of the vocal critics of the Iraqi National Police. Like Omar al-Jabouri, who heads the Islamic Party's Human Rights Office, he tells NPR that the National Police Force, like all of Iraq's security forces, is improving with the incorporation of Sunni recruits, and that Iraqi General Awadi has done a lot to heal national wounds. But Jabouri worries that progress will be fleeting unless the Iraqi government codifies the diversity and new standards the National Police Force commander has introduced. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Baghdad.